Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick predicts coming up in just a few moments. All you're going to need to do at about 140, 145 is tell us the score of the Browns and the Patriots game coming up on Sunday, and then give us Monday's headline. We had a chance to hear from Kevin Stefanski, his press conference. Obviously, the big news, Mike Hall is back. Looks like Jack Conklin's back. So they'll have a regular offensive line. They're red. So I'm trying to remember, this is the first time all year? They've had seven different offensive line lineups in seven games. So you get Jack Conklin back this week. Yeah, I think they've had that at least once. So this will be the second time that you have essentially your best five offensive linemen starting the game. I would hope that that's an advantage for the team. So you've got that. You've got Mike Hall. You've got Donuts and Kevin Stefanski saying that he didn't know next week was a bye week, even though he was joking, I think.
I'm taking that as sarcasm.
It sounded like it was sarcasm.
I have a feeling he knows. I probably have that feeling because I'm sure his wife also knows. And like all of us, when you have a week off, all of a sudden the honey-do list all of a sudden grows and grows and grows from your spouse.
Is that what you felt like he was saying right there?
Well, that would be my guess. I mean, we all know how this works. Everybody's list is going to run into it next week. All of a sudden, your significant other knows when a bye week is. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, those bushes in the back need to be hacked. You probably need to trim those down a little bit.
I need to mow the lawn.
Might want to rake that out a little bit there, too. In fact, let's do some weeding. You know, we should probably winterize everything. Let's get the hose reel into the garage.
We have spider web problems right now in the front of our house.
So do
I. You have that issue?
Oh, yeah.
They're hard to get out.
I think of it right now as being part of the seasonal decorations of our house. It is Halloween. Oh,
I didn't even think about that.
It is Halloween. The spiders.
That's great. Do you know how much money we just saved?
Boatloads.
Yeah.
I mean, all of like $3. I think the spider webs are $3 or something like that. But yeah, that's my thought. It's like, yeah, it's part of the decor.
Yeah, we didn't even have to go to Smells Like a Halloween Store.
Beautiful.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You with me on that?
So yeah, it seems like they're healthy. It seems like they're back. This is going to be their best shot, and they'll head into the bye week and hopefully get more guys healthy after that.
Kevin was in a great mood today.
He's in a good mood.
So if you go back and look back, until last, was he grumpy last week? I can't remember. He's been progressively getting grumpier, I think, in some of these press conferences.
But politely grumpy.
Yep. Yeah.
The politeness never wavers.
I always compare these press conferences sometimes to the Nixon-Kennedy debates because, you know, a lot of people thought on the radio that Nixon crushed Kennedy.
Yes.
And then on television, everyone was like, well, Kennedy crushed Nixon in the debate. So I always wonder, you know, exactly what we're getting.
I think he's in a good mood. I think he feels decent about what's going on. We'll see. I think the Patriots win this game, but I think it's close, and I think it's gross.
I got a feeling there's another Packers coming out this weekend.
I
think our Browns defense is gonna make a difference in this game, and I think you're going to be surprised. I also think they're going to throw the ball a little bit more than you think they're going to, or you want them to. Maybe that's the right answer. They're going to end up throwing the ball a little more than you want them to. I have no inside information on that.
No.
We're
just trying to gauge this thing.
I just know that when I think something sometimes going into a game, that never happens. So I'm assuming Although that's not true. I've been right with the tight ends, but Kevin's been that way the whole time.
Yeah,
I think, and maybe that's one of the reasons. I know people don't like Kevin. I get it. There are people that don't like him, but I do like him for that reason. I love watching tight ends get involved in the game, especially on short yard plays where you need a first down and you only need four or less yards. I'm good with that. I know, yes, you're putting the ball in the air. You're putting it in jeopardy. You're probably better off running the ball. But, you know, sometimes you just become too predictable in that. Kevin is a bizarre play caller sometimes when I look at it, because there are times when he takes chances and you're like, what did we just do? And then when you want that play, it never happens. It's always, oh, we just ran the ball behind a guy that got stuffed 3 yards by line, or everyone in the entire stadium knew we were going to throw that play. And why did we just take a 16-yard sack? Everybody knew it. You know what I would love to see?
Throwing three times in a red zone, so turn around and hit a ball off. Yeah.
You know what I would love to see? A screen pass. I don't know. Call me crazy.
Saw a couple of them last week.
I know. I'm a big fan of screen passes.
Me too. Especially if you're going up against an aggressive defense.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked more people don't do it against the Browns. It's part of the reason why Pittsburgh was as successful as they were.
Yeah.
Ball came out quick, screen passes. That's how you neutralize the front four of the Browns.
All right, we got to take a quick time out. We're going to come back. We'll do quick predicts because you know you love to do that. And what we'll do for quick predicts is you tell us the score of the Browns-Patriots game and then give us Monday morning's headline. Also, when we come back, I want to tell you about another kickoff, another way that someone trying to tweak kickoffs in football. And, of course, it comes from California. Talk about that when we come back. 216-474-0092.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.